I'm Walt Idelo with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert for some good tips and thoughts on staying safe over this holiday weekend and throughout the summer. Here's Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert.
We call the 101 critical days of summer. It's between Memorial Day and Labor Day, and that's when people are out. There's a lot more people, and things are going on. And, of course, for us, the big thing we look for on the road are drunk or drugged driving.
And, of course, with that, you're going to be out there looking for them. And if you're going to do it, you're most likely going to get caught, because I know around the state there's increased patrols. So it's important to keep in mind to not do it.
Absolutely. It's a 21st century, and there's other ways to get around, and it's ridiculous because this is actual. It will cost you about $10,000 between lawyer fees, court fees, probation. Your insurance is going to double. So think about that. You got to think before you drink, because once you get drunk, you're not thinking straight.
Yeah. Use a designated driver, use a driving, somebody, a cab or an Uber or something. Yeah. If you can get one wherever you are. The other thing, Greg, is that it being the 4th of July holiday, well, there's a lot of people that are going to be using fireworks and all that kind of stuff. And that can also be a little bit risky. What are some good rules of thumb that you've got?
Well, again, I bring back some PTSD complaints that I handled over the years, and it's fingers that are lost or eyes that are lost, people that are maybe have been drinking or doing fireworks, not watching the kids, and bad things happen with fireworks. So, you know, make sure you supervise them and play it safe. I know we've had quite a bit of rain, so it's not as dry as it has been in the past, but, you know where your fireworks are going to go, and just be safe when you're using them.
We're talking with Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert, talking about some good safety tips here for this 4th of July extended weekend. Forecast today calls for relatively mild conditions. Tomorrow for the 4th, Greg, we might be seeing some really warmer and more humid temperatures, and that might lead people to beaches and to places along the, their camps and such. Some waterfront safety as well. This is important that I know you want to make sure people know about, to make sure that they stay safe.
Yeah, water safety is a big one, especially with our Great Lake out there and the currents. I think the weather, National Weather, they put out a bulletin when there are potential, what do they call the currents in the lakes.
And dangerous swimming and all that. And then
supervise your kids, make sure they wear the life jackets. But, some other things with the heat, you never want to leave your kid in the back seat. And I know it just happens and you forget because you're in a hurry and you're doing things. And maybe I always put my wallet, if you have a kid in the back seat, because I have to check and get my wallet, and you see the kid is back there. Just simple things like that. So, especially dogs too. Don't leave your dog in the car. This time of year, we're not used to motorcycles and that type of thing. There's a lot more bikes out.
Good point here.
Yeah. And motorcycles and the e-bikes are all over the place. So be especially aware of motorcycles. They're out there and, they can be on the road. So, think about that.
It's interesting when we look at this 4th of July holiday period, and you mentioned the 100 critical days of summer from basically Memorial Day through Labor Day. We're in the midst of that. It's really kind of the kickoff out there, but especially when you're driving, just be smart. Don't even be, the speeding thing is even something that's going to be looked for, because if you're going to draw attention, you guys will be out there looking.
We're going to be looking for distracted driving. And the speeders, and of course the drunk and drug drivers. Those are the things that cause the issues and mainly cause the accidents. So be aware when you're out there and just play it safe and be smart.
That's Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert with a look at what's happening in our community. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Nindala.